something happening here.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As it is that we are in the 3 o'clock half hour, it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. Today's special guest is Claire Mattei, professor of economics and director of the Center for Heterodox Economics of the University of Tulsa, Oklahoma. She wrote a book called The Capital Order: How Economists Invented Austerity and Paved the Way to Fascism. Welcome back, Professor Mattei. Thank you again for making time. We've been talking about how this economic policy of austerity that makes it very hard for individual workers, and we're all working class. If you get a paycheck, you're working class. That's what we're talking about. You got to work for a living. Makes it very hard for us in the way that our economy has evolved to have any semblance of true choice, right? in the way that we work. And that this concentration of wealth and political power in the hands of very, very few. And again, the alienation of the worker, for lack of a better term, is destabilizing to capitalism. You had some few thoughts on that, because I want to understand more why.
Thanks so much. I think it's really interesting if we adopt, and that's what I've been trying to do in my own work, challenge a little bit the lens that is usually used by, you know, mainstream economics. That is the lens that kind of thinks that economists have kind of an objective, hard truth-like lens through which to look at the world. And this ultimately then flattens out the picture ultimately a understanding of reality that hides what is really happening rather than explain it. And so a lot of the role of actually economics as a science has been to ultimately justify this tendency of concentration of economic and political power in the hands of very few. Now, the question about democracy for this reason is a very tricky one, because we are meant to learn since we're little that our economic system is the one that best fits democracy as a concept. Now, if we try to be a little more critical, we realize that democracy hurts our capitalist economy. And this is something that actually then forces us to realize that forms of authoritarian government are not the problem for our economy, they're a problem for people. And I think this is really where the tension is that ultimately this tendency of our economy to concentrate and centralize through this real competition of capitalists that really try to beat each other in order to survive. And again, there's nothing moral about this. It's not about excessive greed. It's too easy to just say, oh, it's because the capitalists are greedy and it's all their fault. No, it's not about greed. It's the impersonal kind of, it's the impersonal structure that kind of shapes people's behavior. And of course, the structure is made by people. So again, we made this type of economy and that's why we can change it. But it's also true that once we made this economy, we are trapped in it. We're trapped in it as workers, in which in fact we lose our agency and have to kind of subordinate our role to others. But it's also the capitalists that have very little choice but to increase the rate of exploitation if they don't want it to succumb and to basically go out of business. So in this situation, the point is that democracy is not really in the picture. When people do want to oppose austerity policies, and again, we said that austerity is the way in which the state actively protects the market by protecting the capital holders and increasing the market dependence of the majority by taking away resources from working class people, then in this case, we realize that austerity is not very democratic. And when people do want to oppose austerity, which is what I think we should try to do in terms of what we want to see next, we see that the establishment protects itself from this calls for greater economic democracy. How? In various ways. Like there's a way to, you know, to insulate macroeconomic decisions from people. Independent central banks that we take for granted are an institution that has been created purposefully to put monetary stability above all else, including above raising employment, right? So this insulation of economic policies is, I think, profoundly anti-democratic. And it is true that historically, I've studied fascism, so Benito Mussolini, the founding father of fascism, to show that Mussolini was adored by liberals in the 1920s because of his capacity to effectively implement austerity by basically silencing workers directly and through, you know, abolishing unions and abolishing possibilities to strike, but also ultimately how then we see that under Mussolini, the economy was working in the sense that profit rates were going up, international investors were coming in. So I think the problem here is not that the economy doesn't do, it's not that the economy in a way wants democracy, it's that the economy does not really want democracy. And we need to try to find a way to force democracy into our economy.
So what should voters look like when they're assessing candidates in this next election cycle? We talk a lot about tax policy, and frankly, we got to tax the rich and the wealthiest corporations more. Again, it's trying to inhibit some of that exploitation tendency of this economy. What are a couple of specific things that, that voters should look for? We have about a minute left.
Yeah, really important. I think voters should really assert their economic agency by saying no more of this usual rhetoric that is true both for the Democratic and the Republican Party. Let's try to push our representatives to actually work for people and not for profit. Let's put the logic of need before the logic that is actually the logic of our economy, which is the logic of profit. So this won't happen on its own. The tendency of the system is anti-democratic, and the tendency is to concentrate more and more wealth in the hands of very, very few. But given that 62% of American workers live paycheck to paycheck, we need to say without us as people, the economy does not work. There is no value creation without workers going to work every day. And if this is the case, if we are so central, then we need to push politically. This won't happen on its own. We need to push politically and to hold accountable our representatives to actually speak in our interest, not in the interest of the few who profit from capitalism.
That's Professor Claire Mattei, Professor of Economics and Director of the Center for Heterodox Economics. Her book is The Capital Order: How Economists Invented Austerity and Paved the Way to Fascism. Thank you so very much, Professor. This is such an important topic. We could spend hours on this. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening to on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that?